Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the Shiur here on Season 5, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the Nutzer by Palkovitz, just a couple of Mishnahs left. Hopefully a week and a half or so, we're going to try to finish up and take our big summer hiatus. We are in Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 6, Paragraph 4. Kachi Darko Shel Torah, this is the way. This is the way, especially of a Torah. Pasma melech tochal, eat bread with salt. Living a life of privation, not needing the luxuries, not assuming that the luxuries are the wants and the needs and the wants and the difference of luxury versus what's necessities. Umayim b'mishura tishteh, and water, drink in small measure. Ve'ala aretz tishen, sleep on the ground. V'chayet sa'ar tichyeh, live a life of deprivation. V'torah ovatorah ato amel, but make sure to toil in the Torah. Im ata osekein, if you do this, ashrecha v'tov lach, it'll be good for you. All is well for you. Ashrecha ba'olam hazeh. All is well for you in this world. You're praiseworthy in this world. V'tov lach la'olam haba. And it'll be good for you in the world to come. Al tivakish gedula la'atzmacha. Do not covet honor. Do not covet greatness. Seek greatness for yourself. V'al tachamud kova yosur me'lumedecha. And do not covet honor beyond your want. To say v'al tis'ava l'shulchanam shel malachim. Make sure you do what you're capable of doing within your limitations. Do not aspire to the table of kings. Sheshulchancha gadol mishulchanam, because your table is greater than theirs. Vekisracha gadol mikisram, and your crown is greater than their crown. V'ne'aman hu ba malachtecha sheyishal mechaschar pulasecha, and your employer is trustworthy to pay you remuneration for your deeds. Understand, Hashem will get you back. Hashem will take care of you. Hashem knows what you need. He's trustworthy to pay you back. Don't worry, He'll get you back. Understand, to live a life of deprivation, to live a life of simple, not even to deprive yourself, but live a simple life, understanding you don't need a 16-bedroom house, you don't need 16 cars in the driveway. Understand you can live a modest life with a modest house and a modest lifestyle, and that's what really should be done in your life. The Sforno points out the way of the Torah. The Tana cautions us regarding two things which usually prevent man from occupying himself with Torah study. One is the desire for physical pleasure. He therefore tells us that one who wishes to occupy himself with Torah must be satisfied with the basic necessities of life and not squander his time in the pursuit of luxuries. The second failing is the longing for position and prominence in this world. The Tana therefore teaches us not to covet honor in this world beyond the status and station to which he is accustomed in this transitory world. He concludes by stating that in the attainment of mastery of Torah, man will realize a life of honor and prestige superior to all others. The notes point out, most commentators interpret the statement, and do not covet honor, as one lesson, and let your performance exceed your learning as a separate one. According to this interpretation, there should be a comma or semicolon between the words kavod and yotzer. Not so the Sforno, who understands the meaning of the braisa differently. He links the phrase, do not covet honor, with the next two Hebrew words, yotzer milumudecha, interpreting it to mean, do not covet honor beyond your want, more than what you're accustomed to in keeping with your station in life. He puts the comma after milumedecha. Consequently, this next section must be read, asevi altis ave. Do what you're capable of doing within your limitations. Do not aspire to the table of kings. Understand that our life, a life of the Torah, is really the best way to go. And understand that the basic things in life are what really are necessary. You know, someone once came to the Chafetz Chaim, I believe, to his house, and he was shocked and appalled to see that the Chafetz Chaim lived such a basic lifestyle, almost poor. It looked like he had a basic house, which was ramshackle, really, really not a greatly beautiful house, and had one chair and one desk and one counter, one table, very simple. And the guy came and said to the rabbi, "Rabbi, great rabbi, where is all your furniture? I'd be happy to sponsor you and get you furniture." And the Chafetz Chaim responds and says to him, to the traveling businessman, "Where is your furniture?" And the traveling businessman says to him, "What do you mean? I'm only traveling through. Why would I have anything with me?" And the Chafetz Chaim then says back to him, "I too am traveling through." When we realize that this life, this world is transitory, we're only here 120 years or so, we should be zochei. What are we accumulating for? What are we getting? A bigger house or whatnot? More cars, more physical. That's not going to be with us coming after 120 years. What comes with us are the Torah, the chesed, the mitzvos. That's what's important. That's what stays, and that's what's really crucial to remember. Live a life where Torah is the primary. Live a life where you understand that our table is greater than theirs. Live a life where we really see that everything in life is really for the way Hashem wants us to be. And if we could have our lives to be and we think about the Torah and live a life of Torah, it will be so much better off in the long run. Join us next time as we talk about how Torah is even greater than priesthood or royalty here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.